This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I know everyone, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to talk about the show.
Of course.
It must be so boring for you, and like it's boring. I don't want to talk about it either.
I don't want to talk about it at all. I won't talk about it. Hayes, try to talk to me about the show.
Hey, so there's this amazing show.
Get away from me.
Okay.
So, get away from me.
I really tried to sell it. Oh, my arm just popped out. Oh, James.
Oh, no, that's real, huh? James. Are you okay?
Oh,
what, do you, can we do anything?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's back in.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Don't cut. Just leave it all in there.
This is part of Hayes' journey. Yeah.
I might throw up.
Sometimes he throws
up. It's been a long time since it comes out. And if it comes out again, here's what we all need to do, okay? Usher me over to this table. Mm. And this is going to be you, James.
Okay.
Okay. Usher me over.
That language, I think we could get even clearer. Like, is James grabbing your hips and putting your butt on the table? Like, how are you being ushered to the table?
That doesn't feel like ushering to me.
Well, his arm is out. So, like, ushering to me actually is probably taking someone by the arm and guiding them. And I know that's not what you want.
And you'd have to talk in an old lady voice, and I'd have to have a little flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
For you to feel comfortable?
Ushering, yes.
Actually,
if I'm
ushering
gonna
me?
Usher you.
Yeah.
I want you to. I'm not going to be in the moment where I can direct the scene.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Be careful. Be careful telling
him. That's
what
I do. But normally, I'm the host.
Hey, be careful telling him to usher you anywhere because he has a bag of impressions that is very deep. So you might say, like, hey, can you usher me over here?
And he'll go, usher.
How do you make me want to be the one? And he'll start doing these dance moves. Yeah. He'll spin this chair around. And
you do usher.
He'll sit on the chair. Yeah.
Everybody.
Everyone
always
does
wants
usher.
Me to do usher.
They've been asking you to do usher on the show, yeah.
And it's been.
I don't want to talk about the show.
No, I can't talk about the show. Here's what I'll talk about. I will say that we should probably come up with a different name for the prestigious producer of the show.
Okay.
To avoid a legal
porn.
Okay. So this is sort of an open industry secret.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they had been looking for someone to play usher. Since about 1998, 1999.
Yeah.
An obsession of porn by Coles.
I had heard through the grapevine, way before I ever got to the show, I knew that they were looking for an usher. And so I started chipping away at it, you know. And not to sound pretentious, but it really is like I am Rodin and I've got a big marble block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've got a chisel and I got
that doesn't sound pretentious to me.
You don't think that sounds pretentious?
No.
Because that's the only thing that fits to
you. You have to honor the process. And it's like, I'm trying to think of what else you could even use to describe it that would give someone an idea.
And while it's the big marble block, it could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
And, right.
And for 1 minute, I'm.
Could be
as
Dennis
I start
Farina.
It could be a Farina.
Could be Dennis Farina.
It could be Leslie Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Joe Pantoliano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just have to keep chipping away at that. I'll take a piece from Joe Pantoliano.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a piece from Enrico Colantoni.
Mm-hmm. A dash of Kathy Bates.
And a dash of who?
Kathy Bates.
I have strict sort of
No
woman voices rule.
Yeah.
Because I want to leave that open to women
more
performers.
Of a Mr. Bates.
Women performer. Yeah.
I guess you consider yourself more of a Mr. Bates. Also, I noticed you asked for a suggestion for the guy's name, and we both gave you one.
Wait, of whose name?
The you couldn't say his real name.
I can't
you
say
You asked
his
for
real
a suggestion.
Name.
We suggested porn bike holes.
Yeah.
I've noticed you haven't used it at all.
Yeah, it's like you needed the name, but then
what did
not,
you need
like,
it for?
Making use of the name we provided, which I have to say is pretty strong.
Okay, I didn't say the name, and I haven't said title of show, uh-huh. and I've mm-hmm. been, I you know, under the deal worked out between Fran and Duncan and the AMPTP,
mm-hmm.
I've been given sort of a list of ways that I can speak about some of these things.
Okay.
And so I'm allowed to say the creator, mm-hmm. and I'm allowed to say title of broadcast show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to say the real
Who
words.
Who giveth and taketh mm-hmm. away.
So creator even if we were to talk about porn bike holes and all that.
Well, and I'm happy to hear you use the name at long last.
Like, even if I were to do that for you.
I had to summon a lot of what remains of my strength to come up with that.
This guy, we still don't know how to usher this guy. If this guy,
like, we haven't even established if it happens again. Like, once again, right now I'm the host, right?
Yeah.
But you are going to have to take over a lot of the hosting role.
Yeah.
If my shoulder pops out of its socket again.
I
you're
going
to have to usher me over to the table.
I can't I be that.
Put me face down on the table.
Okay.
And you asked, where should I sit? And Kevin put you here. And yeah. normally you're supposed to have him agree. It's like on an airplane mm-hmm. that he is at some point maybe going to have to step in if I get hurt.
Yeah, in case of an emergency, Hayes' yes. arm pops out. We need to know that you're capable of ushering him over to this table.
Face down on the table.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And then sing a little bit of Confessions Part 2.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're going to need.
I see. This is what I do in my stand up is I delay the big voices to the very end, about the last 3-4 seconds of the show.
Okay.
And so I really like to leave them wanting. So I think we might get around to that usher.
Yeah. That actually
a little
is,
bit,
that's got me
excited.
That's going to keep me plugged into the show because I do drift off.
Yeah.
I do have a tendency to kind of drift away
and
let the show kind of wash over me.
So we don't have to talk about the show. I mean, I just have one question that I think a lot of people probably ask you a lot.
About broadcast comedy program.
Yeah, not about the program. So, like, you do live television.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can say that, yeah.
Do you have, so you're, like, you're doing the show.
Yeah.
He's not doing it. No, he hasn't. But when you have done it.
When you have done it in the past.
If you even, like, remember.
If you remember being
have
a part
you,
of that.
Are you ever just like feeling horny while you're doing it? Like
same question. It's a different phrasing a little bit. Are you hard as a fucking
Well, so
rock
this is actually,
there?
I didn't, yeah. I actually wanted to say, it's not like you necessarily like have a boner or whatever.
Just when you're horny.
While
yeah.
you're doing the show.
Uh-huh.
Are you ever just doing it and like, because it's live.
It's live,
so could
yeah.
people be watching you and just like know at home, not like he has a boner or something, but like,
if no,
but it's possible.
Let's not take it off the table, though. He doesn't have to. They're mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be.
They don't. No, it's not mutually. It's not. I said not necessarily like
yeah,
he has a boner
yeah.
or something. But people are like watching at home. Could it be possible that they're watching you and being like, he's horny sometimes during the show? They could like tell their friends. Like, I actually learned an interesting piece of trivia that he's sometimes feeling horny when he's doing the show. Or is there a mechanism where you're like, hey, can we do mine later or something? Like, when in just
you reshuffle the sketches around where it's just like, I think I'll be a little less horny probably in the whatever. B block or, you know, I don't know how you separate those.
Yeah, you know, it's the sort of, I would say.
It's a good question. Let's say that
question.
First.
It's a
Let's
good question.
Let's get that out of the way because I don't want to blow past.
No. I'm just
honoring
trying
kind
to,
of our contribution. Obviously, the answer, I hope, is as good.
Well, here's the thing, is that I always get asked the same questions about the show.
Yeah.
And this is. It's not the first time that I've gotten this question.
No one is.
And you've done the show before,
is, but,
and honestly, I forgot to ask.
the first time around when I came on the show.
You came on the show, I forgot.
That. Yeah, I think
I drifted off during that episode. I mean, that was a classic one where I was just kind of somewhere else, man.
Yeah. I don't remember either of you two being there.
Yeah. I was definitely there, and I know because a lot of people were pissed at me afterwards for not
asking me the horny question.
Yeah, because I forgot. Horniness.
I would say that because the show is, I mean, first of all, writers first. Mm-hmm. And writing
we
first.
We are nothing without our writers.
Nothing without those writers.
And I say that as someone who has nothing to do with the entertainment industry.
Yeah, we're nothing without those writers. And the show is very writer focused. And it, if it is in the cards, you know, we have to,
find a way to transmit that through the camera
and through the power of performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a way to bring those cards
alive. Wow, what he did with his body.
Alive.
I know not everyone watches the video. What he did with his body when he said performance. There was a change in posture and there was this sort of opening up. And you were talking about trying to transmit what's on the card. James, this was just a moment ago. And you were able to sort of reveal yourself. There was a more vulnerable stance that you took and you kind of palms out, you know, arms splayed,
crystallized,
and just presented to me. And I felt, wow, this guy's trying to send me something, send me some energy. And it was really beautiful. And it was just on the word performance. And I say, I don't know if it's training. I don't know if it's the, you know, the horniness that's all bottled up from not being able to take the stage and it's coming out here. But it was a really powerful.
We have an answer.
If that happens, but it was really powerful here in the room.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. And to get that kind of acknowledgement is, it's really hard to come by, I would say, in the New York style of sketch comedy.
People
can be very withholding, I think, in New York sketch comedy circles. And
it's all in here. It's all tucked in.
It's all tucked in and uptight.
When they've got their cigarettes, so they've got their arm across their chest, and they're smoking the cigarette on the opposite side of their mouth, and it's closing off, you know?
Because you guys know that I was here for 10 years, and I'm from the South, and obviously performers and the way theater works and comedy works in the South is totally different from out here, but
cigarettes and wide open, like a hugging stance. Bring the hand close like this. You start in a hug, and then you bring the hand close to smoke the cigarette.
Yeah. Like
arms and legs.
A warm up before a sketch show in Middle Tennessee would.
Like
legs,
you're a teddy, like up. A doll that the boy just walked into the room, and you have to pretend to be a normal doll again.
To blend in with the other toys that aren't as animated as you.
I wasn't moving around. I've been a doll just like everyone else in here.
And then I came to L.A.
Yeah.
In 1998, 1999.
See,
I'm 62 now.
Yeah.
See, I was 38 and 99. Okay. I came to L.A. and I had to learn a completely different approach. Uh-huh. And I feel like we need to give people context. So So I played Tevye and Fiddler for 15 years at Tennessee Rep.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came to L.A. to get into the alt comedy stand-up scene. And through just friends of friends of friends, I ended up playing Tevye at Pantages for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Every time
25 years of Tevye, you know, and it's different in L.A.
It's different in L.A.
People go, oh, it's the same show. No, not really.
Not really. We're doing it.
It better not be, actually, because, the audience will feel that.
They would notice, I feel like. Yeah. If everyone's in the industry. And I think people would notice in L.A. if I were doing Tevye in a Southeastern style. So I really had to adjust that. And everybody wants me to do the voice all the time. They're always like, please do Tevye.
Do Tevye, I was hoping when you said you saved the big voices for the end of this show that we might get a little Tevye.
Might be a little Tevye at the end. And I'm, you know, the strike ended so many projects. And of course, there's the big show with porn that I do. Mm-hmm, and the creator. And the big thing I was gearing up to, because, you know, everybody goes and does their stuff in the summer. The big thing that I was gearing up for was, in fact, a film to Fiddler.
Oh, wow. To go back.
And it is dead in the water. It's dead in the water, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, the version I feel like you're famous for is L.A. Tebbia, who is, like, a teen.
He's
like
a teen influencer, right?
He's, like, and a he's hot, sort of young, like, guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and
even by the time you came out here, I think people were like, okay, he's been doing this convincingly for a long time, but at what point is this, like...
Well, when I had
not
to get
a hot teenage guy.
It's strange. It's strange, right? Because the conception was that he's selling tummy tea. He's tatted up. He's hanging out with other young teens, and it was.
And of course, worried about the Russians making everyone relocate.
Oh God!
We don't lose the second act.
I mean, for me, it really hits harder to, like, have a sense of this person's life and their milieu before. Before we get that existential dread that comes in.
The big vape battery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was getting back into that zone. And of course, the thing that ended my run was getting the big show. But a lot of people don't know this. I had to get both knees replaced. Mm. So when I was sort of triggered when your arm popped out of, because I'm going through the exact same thing
I'm
with
so
my knees.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
And
Jesus Christ.
It's the final.
I had
so,
asked him not to do
so,
that.
Yeah.
I had asked him not to do that.
So you guys, I mean, there's this famous sequence in the LA staging of Fiddler during If I Were a Rich Man, where I do the 900.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Tony Hawk was the first person to do it. A lot of people have done it since.
Yeah.
I had to do that every night as Tebbia in the LA staging of Fiddler.
Wow, yeah.
And even when we took it up to SF, even when we took it up to Seattle, even when we went up to Vancouver, you know.
Yeah. How many times, or what percentage of the time would you say, like, you pulled it off? Like, full. And, like, I know you have different versions, like, you would get up and say, I did it, that counts.
Yes.
For a bunch where I
attended a handful of performances where if you had not said that, I would have thought that you didn't do it. Like,
or at
from
least
what
that,
I
yeah,
was
that,
seeing,
that
the goal is for
I
it to be.
And I think I at one point turned to Hayes and said, he did not do it.
All right, like, at least that.
There are off nights.
That shouldn't count. That should not count.
Yes.
There are off nights, and of course, after the full, you know, double knee replacement, it ended up being 540 some nights, 720.
Well, what I saw was you didn't even leave the ground. So I don't know how much of the number
you were spinning,
but it was slow.
Sure.
It was like,
but I don't think it was even a 900. I don't think you got all the way there.
No,
and, like,
it
did
was,
not leave the ground.
Okay, look. Okay,
I don't think either foot came off the ground.
Yeah,
I don't see
I
how you can.
I spotted it somewhere around 220, and it's just like a, you know, like a 3/4 turn, but slow and not. And not in the air.
And the band is like clearly has a new way of handling this. Like, they've talked about, like, repeating that one section long enough for you to, like.
Well, it's a 3-piece band. It's a tight group of guys.
Right.
And it's in, you know, to match with the youth, it's in like a pop punk, like a post hardcore style.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so they're watching me and I'm watching them the entire time that during the skateboarding dream sequence. And it was post-pandemic. I mean, we had to stop for like 6-7 days, like in 2020.
Sure. Yeah.
And to not be doing it every night.
Going dark. And I said, where do I live? Like, what is this city? Mm-hmm. Like, we're just like totally ruled by fear, consumed by fear. And it's taken everything, even our art.
Yes. Yeah. And there was a sharp uptick in violent crime after that.
I would say that not mounting our pop punk Fiddler directly contributed to that, to the violent crime, to the sharpness of the violence.
I know some of the stuff I did was because I couldn't be inside the theater.
Something about seeing, it's not like I was necessarily gonna go out and do violence, but I was, my appetite for blood was satisfied for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had been, I would no longer be. And I was even less interested after seeing some of the stuff that you did up there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So you're saying that my performance prevented crime in LA for a number of weeks.
Except for that six or seven days when it
had become sort of almost a necessary medicinal.
And I got to say right now, just for everybody listening, that it's not just about my performance. I'm up there with Catherine McPhee, I'm up there with I'm up there with Katie Hudson. I mean, this was like
Katie McPhee and Catherine Hudson. But.
And
just know you people from know. Different worlds. Yeah. Well, when you're, you know, there's
everybody
persona
goes,
versus,
everybody goes off to their little spots, you know, everybody goes back to the Palisades and, you know, Laurel and, you know, we
three cabs after the show for the three of you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Three cabs. Well, I have three cabs in the lobby and then I get in the,
three cabs
then I
just
get,
for you,
get in an Uber, cab salve, but,
three Cabernets.
But it's been a long journey and I can't tell you, it's like, I'm living my dream. I get to be on the show.
Sure.
I'm on the biggest broadcast sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
Of amazing. All time. Yeah. The basis for Curtis Sittenfeld's Night Owls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I found some comparisons for certain.
I don't, I wouldn't compare the two.
You think they're, Yeah, I guess they're different.
I don't think you should.
I guess they're different. They are different.
They're really different to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's okay because you, because you don't know what it's like.
I have no fucking idea, man. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm over here.
And you can't know unless you were a part of it. And that's what makes being a part of this sort of brotherhood or family of the show.
Family.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Just let me know when I need to help you out.
Family
with
plan.
This week on the Patreon, the boys workshop some exciting new merch on the pro version. Sean talks to Goldie Sharp and Alex Sulkin about the movie My Favorite Year on Subtitles On. And the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see a Hollywood Handbook live and live streaming show at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, August 29th with special guest Claudia O'Doherty. The ticket link is in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with James at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to mackweldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So did we set that? We did establish that you usher me over to the table.
Yes, I
need the shoulder to be off the edge of the table. You know what okay. I mean? The shoulder's hanging off the edge.
All right.
And then take your shoe off and put your foot.
I'm not going to do that.
You have to, James. You have to do it. Put your foot on the shoulder. Don't push it down, but just kind of like rest it on the shoulder until I And even if I like...
He needs pressure, but not weight.
Yeah.
If that
exactly.
makes sense.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So you need to hold it there. And if you put weight on it, that's going to be really bad.
That's
you can't,
bad.
You can't actually
but
put weight
But if there's no
on
pressure on it, that's even
to,
worse.
You have yeah. to be able to hold it there.
Here's... Yeah. This might sound crazy, and I hope I don't sound finicky.
I hope this, it does sound crazy, because honestly, this show needs a shot in the arm. Something that sounds crazy could be exactly what this episode needs to take us to that next level. I said, James is coming today? I hope he says something that sounds crazy, man. So fucking go off.
Yeah. And this might sound crazy, but you could also answer the question that I asked you like almost 20 minutes ago.
Can I help with the arm?
No. Do you get horny?
Do I get horny?
When you're doing the show, like am I no. crazy? Like, did he answer move? The
Let's
question?
Let's bury that real quick.
He was talking about how it was his yeah. dream to work on the show. Like, okay. What is that? Am I supposed to take from that?
I think about living my dream. There's some amount of horniness involved in that. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Here's all I'm going to say about it. I'm a happily married man. And my wife and I...
So you do get...
Well, we interact. We interact before I even set foot in the building.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And I get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And happily married man.
Yep.
And work at work.
You say before you even set foot in the building,
can't
as if step for others.
Into 30 Rockefeller.
Like, there is, like, they have.
Some set stuff's foot happening in the inside the building.
Yeah.
For him, it's right outside the building. And again, not get graphic, but we become trained. And then we obviously yeah. approach the stage.
Yeah.
And we do, like, yeah. What's some of the stuff that we might do?
On stage?
Yeah.
Southwest style, like Steel Magnolias, but instead of Deep South, it's Southwestern style. Like a Nevada.
Yeah, like a green salsa.
Arizona.
Like a New Mexico.
A little diced tomato and some red onion and lime juice.
Yeah.
I think
it's
that
like
would be
fried
that
fried pico de gallo.
That's an example of me pitching on pitching
their hair
on Monday.
Is not up; it's like down and like it's waist graying. Length and gray yeah. black.
Yeah, it's different jewelry.
That's like yeah. an example of what I might pitch on the Monday meeting of the show. Is you know, let's do Steel Magnolias, let's do it Southwestern style, sort of. Christmas, you know, Christmas sauces.
Yeah.
And,
oh God.
Shredded Jack and cheddar. Jack
guys.
And cheddar.
It's not. It's a little less depressing, isn't
it? Is.
You know.
Yeah. I think that's our job, right? Is levity. Our job is to take these things that are so heavy.
No, that's right. You take the stuff. Yeah. It's melodrama, and you go like, how about a little bit?
Can
of
we
lightness?
Can we lift yeah. people out of the depths for just a second?
Oh my God. Well, yeah.
Shine some sunlight on these people's lives.
Yeah. You know? These fucking losers. Like everybody's yeah. like, you know, they like, what are they gonna do if
so,
we don't do something for them?
Yeah,
I don't get horny. I don't get horny because okay. I take care of that.
Thank
I
you.
I take care of that.
Thank you. That's really nice.
That's,
and
yeah,
I feel
this
like
was
I,
an easy one.
And I
yeah.
feel like yeah. I enjoyed it more having to wait so long to like to find out.
That's
yeah,
some
I don't
of
know
the secret of
but,
you know of really delivering a great
yeah.
performance, right? And that's part of why you save those big impressions. The Usher. The Tevye for like the very end
for
of
the very
recording,
end of
the
show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's fucking cool.
So and then in regard to your arm,
yeah,
this has nothing to do with me trying to get out of the arm. This
okay.
is fully what I need as a performer for
is this
the sake
the thing
of the
that
show.
Was gonna sound crazy.
Yeah, it's I the couch.
Yeah,
that chair I think would be a better vantage point for me.
To get
do,
over
to
here.
Do the voices for the show,
y'all
and
to do
the maybe that would elect you to
you
be the one
switch.
To do the arm. And this is not because I don't want to do the arm. This is fully because I need what I need as a performer to do Usher, to do punk
Kevin
Tevye.
Should probably come in and ask if we need to be switched. Like he was supposed to check
would
with
that
you
be
if
the
that
craziest
seat
thing
was
in the
okay.
world.
Well, I mean, this has happened.
I mean,
to me.
It might, but it might actually be awesome that it's so crazy.
I think it would be fucking cool.
Yeah. Kevin, do you want to come in and ask us if we can switch seats?
Wait, but I just want, before we do I just want to say.
Sit down, Kevin.
I have seen, Sean does a lot of this like performative, like party trick thing where he is Captain Morgan, you know, like from the commercials.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know what you're talking
about. And he'll do a thing where he'll like put his leg up like that. It's very similar to the position that I need you to be able to sustain to like put my arm back into place. But when Sean does that, he's unable to, even if he has
if
he has something to put his foot on, he is going to be like pitching forward.
My balance is all over the place. I mean, I'm like waving my arms around. I would be probably putting weight down. And
He has to be like swinging both arms really hard.
I'm ass
to keep
over
that,
tea kettle just almost instantly.
Just to be the captain for a second.
I know. I get that. And I am going to insist. I am going to insist that that maybe we switch seats. And
you might
have to have an imbalanced. Well, what do you call it when you? What is the process called when you put that thing back in its little hole?
Well, it's subluxing when it comes out.
Subluxation.
Subluxation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you're just going to have an off kilter subluxing if I'm going to deliver the voice shit for
you. You need domluxing. Am I wrong?
Domluxing.
Yeah. You need a Domluxtrix to come in here.
Yeah.
And fucking smack that thing back in position.
So it's that or the voices, because like we do need we definitely need the voices.
We cannot do an episode without hearing any voices.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'll have to do the voice shit.
It's not
not a question. That's not a difficult thing for me.
It was agreed to in advance, and I understand that. We did not say anything about you having to do any kind of medical intervention in advance. So I understand that wasn't part of the deal.
It was not a part of
the... Is it something that I think is worthy of just undoing all the other agreements that were made about doing some of the funny voices?
I don't want to...
Not how I would play it.
I don't want to throw out the deal. I don't want to throw
I don't even know why it's coming up. Just because of...
Nobody's throwing out any deals.
Can I talk about this?
Yes.
So that your listeners know.
Please.
So we just got done, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm having a good time.
I've known you guys for a while. And actually, I think the episode could get even better. You're going to do voices, and there's a pretty crazy idea of us switching seats.
Which I'm still down to do that, too.
Yeah.
Not just down to do it. You, like...
I spearheaded the idea.
You're insisting upon it.
Yeah.
But we did go back and forth for about 6-7 weeks. Before I appeared on the
totally
show.
Totally normal little stuff.
I bat an idea out to you guys. Here's what I'm going to need to do the show. And then you bat back a counteroffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I bat an offer back based on that counteroffer. We finally agreed on some terms under which I would appear on the show.
And some strategic radio silence in between on your behalf, where it just disappeared. It seemed like you had walked away from...
Yeah, well, I had a...
comedy entirely, as far as we knew.
Yeah, there was a time period where it was just a period of well, not a religious person anymore, but what we would call it as ex-evangelical silence with my family. Period of religious, non-spiritual retreat with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on our end, emails?
Yeah.
Send a email.
Just Judeo-Christian, atheist, airplane mode, I guess.
Okay.
It's a funny way to think about it, but
if you were like, hey, can I just send a email? They're like, no,
there'd be no emails.
Put your phone in airplane mode and ask it if you could send a email, because
good luck getting Siri to say something to you in first
Siri's
class.
Gonna go, excuse me?
Yeah. Sir, did you purchase...
I don't do the voice. You do the voice. I mean, it's a female voice, I guess. There's different... You can set it different.
So anyway, we finally agreed on some terms that I could come on the show, and fiddling with your fucked up arm is not a part of that.
Oh, sure.
And I'm sorry to put it that way.
Well, it's not... It was fucked up a second. It's not fucked up anymore. It's like, it's better now.
But
If I needed you to be the cartilage for my... broken knees.
Yeah.
If you needed me to fall face forward, knees first, you would have to be my cartilage. I don't have any fucking cartilage there anymore. Because of doing the 900 every fucking night, the middle of, if I were a rich man,
well,
for like 25 years.
So that's So that's what.
So why should I jiggle your arm?
That you were doing.
As if I were a rich man.
Okay, because I remember me and lots of other people there being like, "What song is this?"
Is this song from the show? Yeah, we were going.
Is this some new song? So that was just supposed to be "If I Were a Rich Man," like the.
But it was like a.
There is a pop punk skate dream sequence in the new "If I Were a Rich Man."
Okay.
In the yeah,
it might have just been that you were you were trying to sing the normal song. I wonder if you were just so out of breath. It just sounded like maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. I don't know if you're going back to it, but maybe you shouldn't have done the trick like at the very beginning of the song.
And what would that achieve theatrically?
Well, you wouldn't be so out of breath for the rest of the song. You couldn't get your wind after you tried. You know, you did the 900, and I'm using scare quotes. And
it was a 900. And I remember the night that you came because you were on my list.
I was there more than once. Thank you for putting me on the list. I loved getting the star treatment.
And I loved not getting a thank you card from you.
Well, having to go
trash,
to
say, sending someone trash. Here, throw this away.
To say that you'll
the mail system is overtaxed as it is. So it's like this whole concept of thank you cards, like that dies with me. We're done.
Okay.
But you're alive.
Yeah, no, I guess we will be done. His arm hurts, your knee hurts. I will be dead in, let me check, because I'm getting these updates all the time. It's July 26th, so it's like, I mean, it's soon.
And yeah. I just want to say, having people, it's nice to put people on the list, but having them pay a certain number of times, like go to the show and pay,
yeah,
6-7 times, and then
they get on the list,
and then they'll get on the list. I mean, like sort of a punch card approach.
You know better than anybody that. Sorry, which one's Sean and which one's Hayes?
You know, it's really not crucial for whatever you're saying. Well, like for your purposes,
whatever you're about to say. Yeah.
Well, Sean, you know better than anybody.
Yeah.
That. The list is not just about going to...
It'd be good if people thought Sean got hurt.
The show. List is not just about going to the show. It's the party after. It's the diner after the party.
Can we talk about...
A couple glasses of wine at my place.
Yeah. A couple Calabasas. Cabs.
Yeah.
A couple cabs to a couple cabs.
Yeah.
just because you mentioned the after parties.
We're
just hearing... Because we've had a bunch of people, I don't want to say any of the people's names from the big show.
No, we don't want to connect them to the show.
They've had on here.
But yeah.
But we'll always be like, how are the after parties? And
yeah.
We're just hearing that your shit is not hitting.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly how it's been.
At my table after the show?
At the after parties, yes. That
my
table is busted and it's boring.
And it's. Ugly central, and that effectively you have become radioactive at the after parties, and that often what you think is the after party, people who draw the short straw have to go and give the appearance of just like a light attendance at the after party, so the real after party can take place separately.
You know, I'd heard about that. I'd heard assistants mention that every once in a while.
Well, that is actually a decoy as well.
Mm-hmm. And what that they're one telling
that
you. Yeah.
That they're telling you about is actually not the real one either.
So even if I were to take this information that you're giving me, this humiliating information that I have been going to some Truman Show-esque fake party.
Mm-hmm. Except no one is like watching. Like,
yeah.
The Truman Show was a hit.
The Truman Show was a fucking hit.
Like the
people
biggest show in the world.
Massive,
people really cared
dude.
About it.
Guy's a star. Yeah. This is completely unobserved except by the assistants who are like, you know, miserable.
Protecting me and miserable.
And so it was anticipated that you would figure out that original party was like obviously not real.
You're saying I'm a rat in a maze. I get to the end and and there's no cheese. And then they make a promise.
Well, you get to
maze.
The end and it's at long last the cheese. But then what you're eating
it's not
is
the real
like
cheese.
Some sort of
cashew
probably
cheese.
Some kind of, yes, I mean, yeah, I was going yeah, yeah. to say, yes.
Yeah, cashew, some inferior of the, sort of vegan thing.
Yes, some vegan cheese.
Right. Except even that is like something they sell at the grocery store. It's like it's, popular yeah, enough that anyone wants it it's at like, all.
Well, you know, here's
it's probably papier-mâché.
At this point, I would never work with papier-mâché or plaster of Paris, and you know that.
That's. I'm just saying what likely the cheese would be made of in this metaphor of the mouse. It would likely be papier-mâché cheese.
So even if, I mean, here's the thing. I feel like the talks in the contractual talks to even come on this podcast appearance, that things had deteriorated so much between your party and mine.
It was damaging, I'd say, yeah, to everyone's relationship with their representatives, with the
yeah,
respective companies. And
there's an erosion yeah, of trust there. And so now I can't even take this thing that you're saying about the party. I don't even know if you're telling me the truth. I don't know if this is coming as my friends.
It would be nice for you
or...
if we weren't, you know? That would be very comforting, I'm sure.
If I...
You'd just rather not know? If
rather
it's me,
be lied
I
to by
know,
us than the entire infrastructure mm-hmm, of the place you call home, right?
Do you ever see The Farewell?
Tell me again parts of it. Tell me some parts. What's the main part?
Just to figure out if you've
seen
it.
The big part is that they don't want to tell the old lady the secret.
Oh,
and her life is better because
yes,
she doesn't
yes,
know about
yes,
the
yes,
secret.
Yes,
but that's
yes,
not a
yes,
part.
Yes,
that's
yes,
like that's what that's like what it's mm-hmm, about. Like,
okay,
what are
so
some of the different parts?
Okay, the different parts are the lady, she's in like a wide shot and she's the younger one.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
I think there's a wedding.
Oh. Yes, Shades of Benjamin Button. No,
and it's Awkwafina as Nora from Queens.
Awkwafina as Nora from Queens is Farewell,
mm-hmm,
and mm-hmm, she's you know she wants to say bye, but nobody
great,
can tell the secret.
No one can say the secret. Yes,
and that's
sort of
yes.
I think
again, but that was a movie that people enjoyed, and like people.
You're saying people don't like my shit?
It was an award-winning movie. I'm just
saying,
the
party persona could use a revamp.
And I
your
wonder
shit
if
on
it's
the
leaving...
show, dude, is like getting, you know, a lot of us,
yeah,
I think, horny, which is what
yes,
leads...
No,
know,
it's
and
getting
I think
a
that's
lot,
why this
no,
question comes up so much, is like people watching being like, okay.
Oh, it must be fun off the show.
Am I the only
show,
one who's horny
yeah,
in here, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
is
yeah,
this a one-way street? And
yeah,
it sounds like yes, it is.
Which great, like that's
yeah,
magical too. Like
yes,
to be able to create that in others when you yourself are totally
one of the least
empty,
horny people.
Yeah,
yeah, in mm-hmm, the world at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not very horny. Considering what I do as a pre-show ritual at home.
Yeah,
but or directly outside of 30 Rock,
right?
As the case mm-hmm, may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't partying at my table.
Under the big Christmas tree.
Is it holding some of it back during the show? Is it not, like, is it just, like, save? Is it, it's,
maybe
is
do
this,
a little
this is doing
worse
the 900
on the show.
At the
this
top of the,
yeah,
of the
at
number.
At the beginning of the song, you're out of breath. Maybe it's,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Maybe it's saving a little bit. Maybe do a little worse on the show.
Being more busted.
Well,
upon,
a little
I mean,
better
I
at the
show.
Party.
So I'm not supposed to talk about the show, but I'll say this. So... You know, you have like Belushi and all them.
Mm-hmm.
They all learned
Belushi,
Jim. They okay, all learned really
yeah,
quick,
Jim. Yeah,
that they learned really quick in that era. That okay, I'm gonna gas it just a little bit at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna yank it back while we're doing the tech rehearsal. Mm-hmm. We're just blocking.
Yeah,
Saturday tech rehearsal. I'm gonna give it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Bring
yeah,
it up to
turn
like 31.
Yes. Yeah.
Dress rehearsal, I'm going to wind it almost back to zero.
Uh-huh.
To the point where let's tank this thing.
Yeah.
And does the material work?
And the material...
And does the material
point,
shine through?
It's about the material.
It's a writer-driven show.
It's a writer-driven show.
So does the material work without me
without
doing my stuff?
Yeah.
And they would honestly, without the cast, they would figure it out.
They would figure it out.
They would.
Someone's
going to
get
up would be
there,
okay. And they've honestly, it might even be better.
I could do the whole thing better,
yes,
better than all of them.
You know, people are always talking about, you know, what does a castless show look like? And I would love to be...
Looks like this.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, we're looking at ChatGPT, stuff like that.
No, I'm... You hang out with me, man. That's the show. I know we don't talk about the show, But we
can't talk about the show today.
That's funniness level 100,000.
The show. No, I mean, it's not a joke. The show to me, there's never a show as good as the one in your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why when we're done giving zero at address,
could even be as good as that though.
The one I'm doing, man, it's like, forget in your head, the stuff that's coming out of my head, level 100,000. I mean, it's really good stuff, James. And like, no one will even hold still long enough for me to do it.
You wouldn't even know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Songs too. Really good music
videos. And, yeah. Like raps
music
and
videos,
stuff.
Raps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long raps.
With like,
fast
political
not
figures
too fast. Long raps about like yes political figures, all of that.
He could
all your favorite stuff, you know.
Okay, here's just like because I feel like you're shitting me and I want to hear you give me a lineup of an episode of the show in your head, starting with, okay, what's the cold open?
Cold open is I can't get into a hot club, I'm with all my sexy young
wait
friends.
We're doing a regular sketch as the cold open. Not like a political flavored.
Well, hang on. I can't get into the club.
Yeah, there's a turn. Okay.
Because I'm not on the list, but I get a peek at the list. And guess who is on there? Guess.
Bernie Sanders or.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, you guessed it.
Bernie Sanders is on the list.
Okay.
So I turn around, come back in. I think you're going to see my name on the list this time. They go, what do you mean this time, Mr. Sanders? Are you someone who's been turned away before? You know what I mean? But I got the fucking mittens. I got the big puffy coat.
Yeah,
you know
got the
what
little
I mean?
Folding chair.
Yeah.
No, this could be a really great call.
Okay, yeah.
So then you look into the camera, you say the line.
He's got to do it more time. It's not just the one... guy like well, that doesn't work like
that
and
sounds,
he looks and sees who else
yeah
is on
I
that
can't
list.
Say like, this time next time but I get yeah. a look at the list
yeah
okay so they
and
turn
give me a
Bernie
one
away
guess who's on it yeah
it's your
he
turn.
Wants you
no
to...
no it's your turn
Hunter Biden's laptop
ding 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 Hunter Biden's laptop is in there so then I you know I kind of fold myself in half and I'm like you know and then I like get rolled up on like a hospital gurney basically I unfold myself straight up and I'm wearing a t-shirt with like you know dude hitting the pipe or whatever mm-hmm. and I'm just going like you know email found or you know what like any computer noise you know you got mail and then there and the club owner is like okay hang on is like let me see if this guy's on the list he is but just as I'm getting
now,
through the door
okay I'm having trouble with this
like the big because it's like the big climax of the sketch. He said, but just as I'm getting through, this is when you want to
okay.
stop
just getting
it
through the
down.
Door, Hunter Biden's real laptop comes up right next to me.
See?
That's the sneaker upper, is it's a real laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, the laptop is coming to the party. Yeah, okay. To the club.
And you're like, well, why is Hunter Biden's laptop on like a club list? But like, why was Bernie Sanders on there? Like,
yeah,
I just don't understand.
It's a sexy
okay,
club. It's
so
like, I am horny when I do the show.
Here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that last couple times you're at the show. I didn't even know that you were horny. So that's like news to me.
When I'm performing. Yeah.
But like, so you come up, you do an amazing impression,
yeah.
and you're still denied entry, so you have to look at the list and come back around? Like, they didn't just let you in on Bernie?
I see the list again.
That's what my fucking problem is.
Right, because the impression was so good, why didn't they let him in? Well, maybe Bernie Sanders was in there already, too.
Bernie messed up, though. I mean, Bernie said,
and it's one of those...
What if I panic? He go, I go, oh, you know, I don't know if I can do it again as good as I did, but I think you'll see I'm on the list this time. Well, it was even better. And he goes, and he goes, like, what do you mean this time? Are you somebody who's already been turned away? And I go, what do you mean? like Sean, and then I go, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then I run, because I just like panic, I freak out, you know what I mean? I feel found out. Even if the impression I could have carried it off, it's just like, it's that most central human emotion, fear, which is what drives so much of what we do. And so to transmit that, like in a comedy piece like this, and to really say like, I'm scared, Bernie Sanders is scared, you know, and yet we move on, and yet we look at the list again, and yet we pretend to be Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, like that's a message of hope.
Yeah, nevertheless, he persisted.
We laugh, sure, we have fun, okay, but we also say, you're okay. You're normal. Okay. It's all right to be scared. I'm scared too. And I turn and I say, you know, I won't say the line exactly, but, you know, live from, you know, fill in the city, like, I'm really scared. I'm very scared right now. Like, I'm so scared. And then, you know, you could even be scared from New York.
You know, how's your arm, by the way?
It's getting ready to do it again.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. People ask me all the time if I'm scared when I'm doing the show.
Oh, really?
And you bring up a great point.
Yeah.
And I say, no, I'm not scared doing the show. I love doing the show.
I guess is that after they find out if that you're not horny, they're sort of like, well, then what
Why? Are
you?
Too scared to be horny? Yeah.
That's the secret, is that even while I'm saying, I'm not nervous, I love doing the show, I'm achieving my dream. Why is that water so cloudy?
I spit in it.
Okay.
I spit in it. I was chewing a...
When you take a sip, you give and you take.
They put this notebook paper out on the table, and I'm like chewing up a bunch of the notebook pages, and then I'll spit into the... When it's like really, you know... Small, I'll spit it into
it's
the
like
water.
It's like you leave LA for a couple years and you miss out on all the new health,
the new friends
and everything.
But it's not
leave
good
no
for
trace.
You. Yeah,
But I people ask me if I'm scared, and of course I'm terrified, and I have to lie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it's contractual. And okay, so we have the credits, monologue, monologue, standard monologue. What's the first sketch up?
Well, why does it have to be a standard monologue? Like, could be one of the really funny ones.
People wing it.
The monologue will be a little different when I do it.
You mean like it's going to be like a edgy bit of stand up?
Maybe
like show a home movie of yours or something like that?
I might do an old, like an old standard.
Oh.
Like, I might do, like, a big musical number. I might do Make 'em Laugh, and I'm doing backflips off the wall.
There also might... I just want to leave open the possibility...
Make 'em Laugh.
...that they might have to pivot. It's a live show, and they might need the monologue to explain the cold open.
Yeah.
You might have to go back and just be like, hey, we're getting a lot of questions
About the cold open. What happened? Why was it like that? Yeah.
Here's some inside for everybody. So last time Schumer hosted, she actually was on YouTube comment duty, you know, because they're releasing the sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to spend the first 15 minutes of her monologue just sort of answering YouTube comment questions about what had happened in the cold open. I'm not even lying about that.
Yeah, because some of them are pretty urgent.
They're pretty urgent. I mean, they edit it down.
Because, again, speaking of people being scared and that being so universal, like people get so scared.
And some of the people need money.
Some people need money. Some people are billionaires that are commenting saying, comment back to me for the first five people.
So at the very least, we can connect those.
Can connect those people to the people who need money, to the billionaires who are giving money away on a YouTube comment. That's the first duty, I think, of what we do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, there are, you know, certain other questions that need to be addressed legally immediately. Where's the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how do I get a PPP loan?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So Schumer was such a champ about answering those YouTube comments.
That's
the first 15 minutes of her monologue last night.
That's really fucking cool.
Yeah. I think that's so fucking cool.
That's so fucking cool.
So maybe we get like
really fucking cool.
Why don't
Schumer
we?
Is the fucking boss of all bosses for doing that.
She's a good friend.
Boss status. I'm happy that you're getting along.
We've been getting along, yeah. She's good. She's a good friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know that you don't always stay inside that circle.
I have a kid now, you know. Yeah. Things are different.
Yeah.
And the way you treat the hosts on the first day, like, that they need to go through some kind of arc, like, with you, like, when they show up on the first day, you're kind of like, oh, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess you think you can just come in here and do what we do.
No, there needs to be that's sort of something that's really important, I think, to the magic of the show, is that there should be kind of a character arc throughout the week with the host.
Yes.
For instance, when Rami Malek hosted.
Yeah.
Opening, like, my first impression of Rami Malek, he's throwing all of my clothes out of the top of an apartment building window, and he's saying, you asshole, I gave you everything. Get your own apartment, and then I'm back at square one. And that's how I started that week.
Right.
But I think...
And I had to find a way to be in a relationship with him again by the end of
it. He's Mr. Robot?
He's more than Mr. Robot, man.
Yeah.
I mean, people really... I feel like he gets boxed into that hole a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see him. You got to see him in his different, like, little modes that he gets in.
He's going nuts.
But the way, like, you set it up on, like, day one or whatever, Tuesday, and then I think you're building towards...
First day is Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday, okay. Friday, Saturday.
Jesus, God forbid you get actually do a week of work once in your life. You are sort of building towards the after party.
Yeah.
Where I think the intention is for you to be like, hey, man, I just want to apologize for how I was acting. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You got it, man. You showed me. Like,
and then, like,
it was to get this out of you.
Yes.
All the shit I did, it was to get you ready. Cause, like, you don't know until you're in it. Like,
right.
But I gave you all the tools, and that's why this episode was so
good.
Special.
Yes. So special.
And the but best they're not there. Nobody wants to hang out with you.
Yeah,
no one, like, everyone sucks. At this point has been told about a different party.
Sucks. Your party sucks.
Yeah, and my party is obviously
it's fake, and it sucks.
It sucks so hard.
Yeah, I was wondering why I sort of, you know, am served a fizzy drink and fall asleep and wake up at my apartment at the end of the night.
They just didn't want to bother, like, staging it anymore. Like, so now it is just poisoning you. I mean, it's not even like a harmless.
No, that answers a lot of questions for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would, and, you know, I'd say that's justified, you know, as the.
They want to kill you.
We do need to get into the voices a little bit, just because we are sort of coming up on, like, the end of time. And so, like, I do want to hear from Usher. I would like Usher to be doing, like, something maybe you wouldn't expect Usher to do. Like, that's sort of what I always love about
some familiar elements, of course, but also something in there.
Something to seize onto and recognize, but then also, like, wait, he's what? Like, he's where? Like, I don't know if he's
okay. Well,
at the zoo, or
I guess
I'd love
to
see
Usher
at the zoo. Yeah,
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 and not like he has a song about how he likes to have sex in the bathroom. So, like, that's not an example of something.
So, I'm not going to do
that. He has an entire song about, like, how having sex in the bathroom is something that he likes to...
In real life, Usher has a song about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a public bathroom at a... Yeah, like, it's in a club, but...
But it's, like, the club bathroom.
Yeah, it's the bathroom.
It's the bathroom part of the club.
And he's, like, talking about, like, I love the Dyson Airblade. I love how I backed you up onto the Dyson Airblade 5.
I don't think they had that at the time that the song came out.
Oh,
I don't
this think is like 03, 04.
I don't think they had invented the Dyson Airblade.
Oh, so it was like
new.
Con Air. He's talking about the Con Air.
The sort of more inefficient model that was has like a little picture of a tree on it, but it takes like 30 minutes to dry your hands.
Yeah. He's talking about that. But that's not an example of something that would, like, surprise me if you'd be like,
no,
here,
because
here we are.
He did that. Yeah, it would be something that he hasn't said.
I think I can only do... See, here's the thing. Is like, you find a hook, you get into the voice. I could really only
sing...
So you
could just get into the voice, I think.
Well, I'm explaining to my fucking process.
I know what you're doing.
Does Rodan do that?
That it's a problem.
Sorry, not to be pretentious. Was Rodan explaining his process? Or was he just going, here's the sculpture?
I mean,
like, check it out.
From one Rodin to another, he would never do that. he would never introduce it. He would just let it be what it is.
Well, then.
This feeling, yeah.
Maybe, you know, like, that, maybe the papier-mâché
version.
Yeah.
So to not introduce it.
Time to change seats now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Here.
All right. So you want to switch it's the drinks before?
Wait, it's just them two switching and
just
I stay
them.
Here?
You have to stay.
Okay, good. Because I don't. Like, I shouldn't be getting up anyway. I shouldn't be getting up for a while.
Should we switch the drinks and then switch seats?
You want to switch the drinks first?
Yeah, I think we should.
And my drink is staying. Mine is empty anyway.
Yours has to stay.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's bringing his bag?
He has to bring his bag with him.
Yeah, my phone. Did I have headphones on?
Not during the recording.
Okay. All right.
He did for a second before, though.
Before.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so here's Usher using a Dyson Airblade.
At the zoo.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.